Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, got a quick teaching and thought for you today. Had an interesting witnessing experience as we're on the gospel road. Met a young man. Want to tell you about it. First, I want to read you a scripture verse and give you the title, The Gospel Delivered and Dung. The Gospel Delivered and Dung. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. You know, this van life as a traveling street preacher is never boring, it's never mundane. Today I had an interesting witness experience with a young man, and it made me think of dung, and I'll explain why. Apostle Paul talked about dung. Dung is the biblical word for manure. And he compared Christ being the goal, being everything, and Paul said everything else he knew was dung. Let me read it to you. Philippians 3:8. Yea, doubtless I count all things but a loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3:8. So here's Paul saying Christ is everything. And his old pharisaical ways, the law, the past, all of his religious ways are dung compared to knowing Christ, Christ crucified. What a glorious thing. This young man I met today, I'll just say he was super friendly, really kind, really nice, and everything changed. His demeanor, how he looked at me. And it made me think of dung. I don't know why. It just did. He had such a nice demeanor. We were talking. He was friendly. He was smiling. I gave him the gospel. And I'm telling you, he changed in a heartbeat. I see this all the time. And sadly, my thought was, when I preached the gospel and gave him a gospel card, it was like I was handing him a bag of dung, a bag of manure. The look on his face was absolutely amazing, and it happens often. I never get used to it, and I can best describe it as it goes from a smile and happy and a great countenance to a look of hatred and disgust, if you can imagine that. A sinner, this young man, a sinner on his way to God's wrath and hell, in need of the blood of Christ, treating it like dung, throwing it in the trash. Apostle Paul warned us this would be the reaction of many. Let me read you. I want to encourage you as you witness and preach, men, sisters, when you witness, men, and preach, sisters, if you give out a gospel card. 1 Corinthians 1, 18 and 21. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. For it's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Isn't that beautiful? So these people that are all educated, maybe all smart, maybe they're young and they think they got it all going on. They may be rich. They got standing. They think they got it all going on. And the blood and the cross and the resurrection and the Bible and holiness, this is foolishness to them. It is dung. Get it out of my life and throw it away. That makes me feel really bad, they think. It causes them suffering, pain, angst, thinking about hell. It's not part of their world. They don't want nothing to do with that. When you give out the gospel, you preach it, men, and you give out the gospel, sisters, if you hand out a gospel card, don't ever discount the good news, the blood of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection in our salvation need. Colossians 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. There's no forgiveness without the shed blood, the preaching of the blood. Don't let anybody tell you that There's another way. We must come through the blood and the resurrection of Christ. Now, none of this should be a surprise to us that know the Bible. Jesus said you'll be hated in Matthew 10. In John 17, he said, we are not of the world as he is not of the world. Rest assured, dear saints, if you live a godly, set-apart, holy life, and you speak the true gospel, and you call men to repentance, and you don't give them some ear-tickling mind candy, you will be rejected most times by friends, family, even strangers, like you're handing them a bag of dung. You and your message will be hated most, by most, but only a few will receive it. If not, if your message is well received, if you're bringing lots of people in your building, in your Bible study, into your house fellowship, you better test your gospel. The Bible says few are going to heed the call. If you have many or almost everybody heeding the call, you've watered it down, you've changed it, you've abrogated it. You're probably not preaching the blood and holiness and the resurrection and dying to self. No, the biblical gospel cuts Hebrews 4:12. It doesn't tickle and it doesn't please. I really pray this young man reconsiders the gospel rather than throwing it away as dung. I hope he repents. I hope he finds new life. Don't be surprised, folks. We true born-again saints are going to encounter this more and more as the days get dark. I leave you with this verse, Titus 3:2 through 8. To speak evil of no man, to be not brawlers but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men, for ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God of our Savior towards man appeared, not by works of our righteousness of which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. There's the gospel, right? The blood, the resurrection. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. There's that faith with works. These things are good and profitable unto men. I hope that has edified you. Deliver that gospel. Deliver it biblically. Preach the blood. Preach Christ crucified. Call men to repentance, holiness, and obedience out of the world and out of man-made religion, even if they count it as dung. We've been warned it would be so. When we stand for the truth of God and we still pray for them and we still love them and we still hope they turn, God is glorified in our faithfulness. And one day we will reap a reward if we do not fall away. We do not labor in vain. I hope that edifies you today, dear saints. The world sees our message as foolishness and dung. Cling to Christ. He is the only way, the truth, and the life. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Go to the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Articles, audios, videos, sisters blogs. Every day, traveling on the gospel road, working our way to a busy tourist town to preach the gospel. Yep, most of them are going to think it's dung compared to their fun, foolishness, vain life, seeking pleasure on vacation. But we're looking for the sheep that will hear and treasure the precious blood of Christ, his resurrection, and run for his new life. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, have a glorious evening. May God be praised.